I'm joined in studio by Anna Nivrenon, who is the PRO of Linear Letter Canon, a Irish language community group which has been formed to foster the Irish language within the community of Letterkenny and its environs. Anna, good morning.
Good morning, Donald. How are you? Nice to be here on Highland Radio.
Anna, tell us something about Linear Letter Canon. Exactly what is the group intended to achieve?
Well, Linear Letter Canon is a community group set up to promote the Irish in the town through language, culture, sports and recreation. Our aim is to get the people talking, the couple of focal, and engaging with the people in the town who have Irish, just basically to make our culture more visible. There's a lot of people in the town who have Irish, who come from the Gaeltacht areas. They're working in the shops. So what we would say as Lianara is, if you go into a shop and you know somebody has Irish too, we'd encourage you to speak the couple of focal in the shops. And also another thing is our public services in the town, for example, like the Donegal County Council and Letterkenny IT, if you're using the service, you should demand the service in Irish if possible, you know, because there's people who have the Irish and they're willing to provide the service, so we'd encourage people to do that as well.
There is a fear, I think, among some people that they have a little Irish, they remember what they had for their leaving cert, they haven't spoken it for years, and there's a fear that if they start a conversation with someone in Irish, very quickly they're going to be absolutely overtaken and swamped with things they don't understand, and they're going to have to give up, and there's almost a fear of using the language. I very much count myself within that bracket.
Well, I suppose it's just building on the little that you have step by step. I mean, in the town, we have a lot of families are sending their kids to the Gaelscoils. So the children are at school, they're learning the language at school, and the parents are at home. So it's just like whatever little bit you have, use it. And I think we all remember Irish from our school. So you'll always, you know more than you think you have. And I think it's a good thing just to build on what you have. And as well as that, I suppose, like, you know, if you listen to the radio, you know, you've some super programs on Radio and the Gaeltacht and TG Cahir. I suppose if you're listening to that, it would make you more confident as well. But really, not to be scared, just to use whatever you have, and nobody's going to say a word to you.
A number of events are planned for the coming weeks and months, but the first takes place next weekend, and it's very much an informal setting, and you won't get much more informal than a picnic.
Yeah, that's right, Donald. We have summer's out, the schools are out now and summer's here, so we decided to kickstart off the summer with a nice picnic in the park. It's kind of for the Irish, the families who have a little bit of Irish, and the families who maybe their kids are going to the Gaelscoil, and they would like to just mingle, meet other parents, meet other families who have the language. And again, you don't have to be fluent in Irish to come to the picnic. Just whatever couple of focal that you have, just come along. And it's next Saturday morning, 10 until 12. We'll be having face painting and fun and games and activities. Just a nice chance to meet up with other people in the town and see who's out there, and everybody, we're all on the same page, really, just trying to mingle along and do our best. So definitely come along if you can.
The aim is to get an Irish language plan for Letterkenny and its environs with a view towards promoting the language as a living spoken entity. How far down the road of compiling that plan are you?
Well, we're just at the starting point of that now, because Leonard Letterkenny launched in March 2017. We got status as a Gaeltacht Services Town under the Gaeltacht Act 2012. So our first thing was we had to get a committee set up, and which we have done, and prove that we've got enough interest in it. So that's why we're organising wee events like picnics, and we have a curricle core and stuff, just to make the group more cohesive. And we're going to be advertising soon now for an Irish somebody to help us with the Plan Teanga. But that is coming up now in the autumn. We'll be doing that and starting in the autumn. We're looking for funding at the minute from Uthras and the Gaeltacht and run the Gaeltacht in Dublin. So hopefully that'll come along very quickly.
And that recognition of Letterkenny as a Gaeltacht services town, it is part of government policy. So hopefully that there will be some funding attached to that. You will be in a position to actually get the financial backing you're going to need to really make these plans work.
Yeah, we've got, the committee are working hard on that. We've sent in our application to Dublin, so we're expecting a very positive. We've been told that we've been promised it, but we haven't received it yet. But hopefully, as I say, in September, October time, we'll get the full funding.
So Anna, the picnic takes place in the park, and this very much the first step in the Linear Letterkenny project to try and just make Irish a living, breathing language in Letterkenny into the future.
Yeah, that's correct. Next Saturday the picnic is, and as I say, just going to kickstart off the whole summer for us. And we'll also be having other little events in the summer, like Irish Conversation. We usually have it down in Cafe Florence, but we're going to spread that out over the rest of the cafes in the town. But also, we're on Facebook, so if anybody is wants to go in and check out our page on Facebook, there's a lot of activities that will be showing up on Facebook.
Anna, thank you very much indeed, and we wish you all the best with the venture. Thank you very much. That's Linear Letterkenny, and that picnic taking place on next Saturday, 10 to 12 in the town park.